I thought the scariest part of The Shining was the font.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Have we investigated into whether we're even allowed to use that dynamic fade out and cool sound?
Personally, no, not me.
Steve, are you there?
Just go with it, eh? Just go with it.
G'day, mate. What's going on?
Just pondering legalities right now. Thanks for that. That curveball. Yeah.
Oh, well. Best not to talk about it.
Yeah, just don't raise it. I think it's always something a little bit naughty.
I haven't got any pants on.
There's so many naughty people.
We're crazy.
I mean, you could you could recreate something sort of note for note, like the start of Dr. Dre's Chronic 2001, to not get in trouble for making the THX noise. Say that you did it yourself. Yes.
Or I could just do it with my mouth.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah, that is a dynamic flourish as well. Is that the same thing?
It's
in reverse,
like
almost.
It's almost a note for note of the of the THX.
I actually saw that record for $30. It was double vinyl. It must be repressing, right?
Wow, it's cheap.
Does it seem cheap, Ash? Should I pull the trigger on it? What do you think?
Where is it?
A little bit off topic because we're talking films right now, but still entertainment in a sense.
Steve, you're...
There's still some entertainment to be had in music these days, isn't there?
Yes.
Yeah, especially vinyl.
Now, Dear Diary, I've been really struggling with my attention span over the last week or so, and it's made it quite hard to watch movies, to be honest. This is completely unrelated to spending what felt like half an hour talking about a reality cooking show called Cooked with Cannabis last week.
Mm-hmm. Have you been cooking with cannabis?
I've been cooking, yes. But I think I prefer to keep my chef's secrets up my sleeve of my chef's apron.
Keep it in a tin or something, but whatever. You do you, mate. All good.
But I found a film on the weekend that was both the kind of great comfort food that we've many of us have sort of needed night after night, and also was great for the attention span, which was to revisit Wayne's World. Which, you know, you might feel like you've seen this movie too many times, you might know everything that happens in it, but if it's been a little while, it's a really good film to revisit. I swear.
Did you do Wayne's World 2 as well?
No, I didn't do Wayne's World 2. I've also got that on hand.
It's almost like Ace Ventura 2, a little bit. It's like, cheers. It's good.
I think both those examples are worth watching, but I thought, let's just walk away now and leave it on a high and just come back to that other one for those diminishing returns later on.
You've actually just reminded me as well that obviously I've moved into a house where the DVD game is strong, and Spinal Tap's been staring at me for a while. Thinking about dipping my toes back in, have a look at that little tiny hinge. Great scene.
That's another film that, like, I kind of feel like I've seen it, you know, far too many times.
Yeah.
But often,
on cannabis.
If there's ever a time to try and break that threshold, it's now, right?
Yeah.
But watching Wayne's World, and actually this is probably relevant to this is Spinal Tap as well, I was thinking about the documentaries that Penelope Spheris, the director of Wayne's World, had made, one of which was quite relevant really to Wayne's World itself, which was a series of films called The Decline of Western Civilization.
Mm.
The Decline of Western Civilization Part 2, The Metal Years, in particular, is a fabulous documentary. Many of you have probably seen bits and pieces from this on YouTube, whether it's Ozzy Osbourne cooking eggs in his kitchen, wearing a robe and undies, or Chris Holmes from Wasp pretending to pour an entire bottle of vodka down his throat in a pool while talking about his chronic alcoholism, or Poison massively gacked up to the eyeballs on gack.
Is this like, are they all metaphors for the decline of blah, blah, blah?
Well, the first one details the punk scene.
Right.
And I think that's like, you know, this is the end, this is burning down everything that came before. And The Metal Years is great, so it's just like, this is just a bunch of fuckwits. It's such a good movie. But that sort of glam metal subgenre, I think, made Penelope Spheris pretty well prepped to... I mean, Wayne's World isn't that exactly, but just the lingo, the dudes talking, the fact they happily headbang in the car, all that sort of stuff fits together really well.
Classic.
If you haven't seen The Decline of Western Civilization Part 2, The Metal Years, you should definitely watch this movie.
Do I need to see Part 1?
No, you don't.
Okay, great. I love that.
And to be honest, Part Two is such a self-parody because of the people that are in it. It's not, I don't think it's the intention of the filmmaker, although definitely she's captured some great moments. But it's just the kind of douchiness of these guys is quite incredible.
Okay.
I figured out where you can watch that, and also which led me to stumble on a massive treasure trove of other music documentaries. It plays here on a service called Doc Play, which has a free monthly trial. And man, there's a ton of good stuff on here. Basically, if you think about music documentaries that are played at the New Zealand International Film Festival of the last decade, kind of the cream of the crop of those are here. But I'd honestly start with The Decline of Western Civilization, Part Two, The Metal Years, and then work up in the intelligence scale.
Okay. Hey, Steve, while I got you here, you might be the one to ask, if I want to sort of internet a TV, what's the best sort of little dongle for that these days?
If you want to internet a TV?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying. You want to chuck something from your laptop to a screen,
or like my phone, like, you know, with an app, how they do it.
Oh yeah,
in the future.
I'm finding I'm using my Chromecast quite a lot at the moment.
Chromecast is, yeah, it seems to be the hero. I was wondering if there's, I'm reading a lot of reviews from 2015, and I was hoping to maybe cut the curb a little bit. Maybe there's a new one called Goldcast or something. You know, I don't know.
I've been using one for a variety of different devices, and
Diamond.
It feels. I think once I got over the strange mental curve of how can something play from my phone to be good on a projector?
Yes.
Then it was all once I got rid of that thing. That was strange. It's all been really good. Chromecast.
John's pretty skeptical. I can just tell.
So that's two corporates that we've shilled for today. So hopefully,
we can send this audio off to them and
hopefully they'll get behind us.
Get a little sponsorship in there.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe like new TVs for all of us is probably another good thing to add. What's the point of getting these new products if they can't be showcased to the best of their abilities? Hey, by the way, did you also know my record player died on day one of lockdown?
No.
So if you could rustle me up a new turntable, that'd be also great.
I watched a video of a dude putting a record on a pencil and then putting the pencil in a battery drill and then spinning it around and then putting like a little bit of paper on a needle right in the end of a little bit of paper and making like a cone and putting it to his ear, and it was real crap.
That sound you just heard was a million Discogs listings screaming, and then...
It sounded real crap.
Yeah.
But he did it.
Hey, Steve, just looping back to Mike Myers' films, is there anything outside of Wayne's World that you'd recommend that he's done? Is there anything that I should rewatch?
Well, I think I like So I Married an Axe Murderer, but then I watch that again and go, that's definitely one that should have stayed in my teenage years.
What's the one where he's like a poet for a minute? He's like, whoa, man, man.
That's the one.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, totally. And there's some interesting stuff in that film. It's the beginning. I think it's the first time he really kind of showcases, I'm going to wear prosthetics and play a whole bunch of different characters.
Okay. Did he do it before Eddie Murphy or after? Who did it first?
Well, I think probably it probably stems from the fact that they both were doing Saturday Night Live and did that, like, you know, week in, week out on the show. So for them to translate that to the big screen made a lot of sense. And they're also massively influenced by British comedy, particularly Monty Python.
Yeah.
In fact, Peter Sellers was even Eddie Murphy's probably biggest influence.
Wow, okay.
Which are things that you don't think of when you think of him Eddie squeezed Murphy into those... That leather jumpsuit. Peter Sellers is not the person that springs to mind.
True that.
And all you young people that know nothing about anyone we just talked about, good afternoon to you too.
Anything new for the young people on the streaming services, Steve?
Oh, is Eric Clapton new? Probably not. Is Midnight Oil new? Probably not.
I watched the ZZ Top documentary.
Are they on a streaming platform? Probably not.
It's pretty good. Got me fired up about ZZ Top.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, whereabouts is that?
It's on Netflix.
All right, done.
Sweet.
I'm going to do that. Should I do that before or after I watch? Tonight I was going to watch the Ryuichi Sakamoto documentary. Do you reckon ZZ Top is better before or after Sakamoto?
During.
I'm not sure who you're talking about, Steve, so...
During. Just get some Japanese Japanese tranquility, and then just take a break. And
there's a disco version of Slip Inside My Sleeping Bag that's really great. They're basically just a bit more kick, and it goes for like 20 minutes. Check it out.
That's Wednesday sorted. Thank you very much. I appreciate all the advice today.
Kia ora, bro. Likewise. Thank you very much, Steve Newell.
Catch you soon.
Flicks on that.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.